And in Colombia, two journalists who'd been kidnapped by leftist guerrillas are free this weekend. The two were freelancing for the Los Angeles Times when they were taken and held for 11 days. It was the first time in recent memory that foreign reporters had been detained by Colombia's armed factions. And now some journalists worry that the incident may result in restrictions on press freedoms. From Bogota, NPR's Martin Casti has more.
On Saturday night, foreign reporters stationed in Bogota found themselves in the unusual position of welcoming back one of their own and trying to interview her at the same time. Smiling broadly, 35-year-old Ruth Morris, a British national raised in the United States, embraced her friends and colleagues and then sat down for a news conference. Morris says she and American photographer Scott Dalton were not mistreated physically. She says the guerrillas marched them around to five different hiding places in the rural hinterland and that the two of them passed the time playing gin rummy. Contrary to speculation in the Colombian media, Morris says they had not been lured into a trap. At least that's what the local rebel commander told her.
He said that they had detained us almost accidentally in the beginning, that they planned to release us within a day. But then they saw all of the press attention that was dedicated to our kidnapping and thought that they should handle things more slowly.
Morris says the rebel group, known as the ELN, hoped to use the publicity to call attention to what it sees as excessive force by government troops.
I told the ELN, actually, when I spoke with Commander Pablo this morning, that I thought that this doesn't help, that if you want to explain your position to the press, to the world, invite them, but don't kidnap them.
Morris says she thinks the ELN understands this now, but it's too soon to know whether foreign journalists have lost their traditional freedom to move across the tangled front lines of Colombia's armed conflict. Things certainly look dicier now in the eastern state of Arauca, where Morris and Dalton were kidnapped. Leftist rebels have long enjoyed the upper hand there, blackmailing government officials, sabotaging the local oil industry, and skimming profits from cocaine. Recently, President Alvaro Uribe launched a counteroffensive to take control of the region, bringing in U.S. special forces to train his troops. The ELN tried to negotiate a let-up in the fighting in exchange for releasing the journalists, something President Uribe rejected in an angry speech on Friday night.
Avanzar hacia la ofensiva final para rescatar.
We will advance to the final offensive so we may secure the peace that this nation deserves, Uribe said, and he went on to criticize the news media for being reckless. Reporters must limit themselves, he said. They must place duty to society ahead of scoops. Foreign journalists here take this to mean that the government won't make special efforts to protect them or to win their release if kidnapped. And some say they're now more reluctant to report from some conflict zones. But Andres Garibello, a reporter for a local newspaper, says this incident probably won't deter Colombian journalists. This will have an effect because it's about the freedom of the press, Garibello says. But we Colombian journalists are already used to this. We're pretty gutsy. Colombian reporters, especially those in rural areas, routinely receive death threats. And last year, at least four were killed in reprisal for their work. Compared to that, mere kidnapping hardly seems like an escalation. Martin Casti, NPR News, Bogota.